Now, I'm so happy we've got these guys here. I'm going to give you a chance each to introduce yourself. And if you have any, you know, shout outs or hellos to anybody who might be listening that you want to pass along, this is a great time to do it. And because of the look he just got on his face, I'm going to start with Shane and we'll work our way around.
My name is Shane, Shane Roth. I want to give a shout out to my mom, my little sister, and my grandma, my uncle.
Shane's a student at Pittsburgh Obama, and you're in the Friendship neighborhood?
Yeah.
And how old are you?
I'm 15.
Nice to meet you.
Of course.
Hello, everybody. My name's Adam, Adam Bullock. I'm 16 years old. I attend the Neighborhood Academy, and I just want to shout out my mom, my sister, and everybody from home and everybody listening in.
Well, my name is John Harris. I'm 14. I'm homeschooled. I guess I'll shout out my grandparents because they're in town. They're going to be listening.
And you're in Squirrel Hill, right?
Yeah.
And I should have mentioned that Adam is in the Hill District, I think. And how old are you, John? 14?
14.
Okay. And then finally, it helps to paint the picture as people are listening and can't see you.
Hello. My name is DeJuan Green. I go to Bashir High School. Shout out my mom, my little sisters, my grandma. My grandma's here with me and my dad.
And you live in Sheridan, right?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet all of you, and thank you for working with us through that microphone bit. We'll get that fixed up in just a moment. So I know one thing you all have in common is cycling. And I'd like to know a little bit about how this has worked, what Pittsburgh Youth Leadership has had to do with it. I'd like to just turn it over to you. Tell me a little bit about how the cycling project came about, about Pittsburgh Youth Leadership, and sort of just a bit about the program. I know not much, so please just jump in, whoever would like to start.
So Pittsburgh Youth Leadership is something that is more like a little comfort thing for mostly all of us. It takes away all the thoughts, everything that happens. We just enjoy biking. At least that's what I see. That's how I feel. And it's just like a wonderful experience to be in. And I really want to have more kids in here so we can all help them get to where they want to be. Because this is a very good experience. And I'm pretty sure a lot of children, a lot of kids, a lot of teenagers would love to do this. It's like, honestly, one of the best things that happened to me.
Yeah, I'd say that Pittsburgh Youth Leadership is an opportunity for not only youth and minorities, and it's really for the youth who haven't really seen their world. Like, you know, they haven't really got the chance to explore outside of Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh Youth Leadership is an opportunity for those kids to cycle outside of Pittsburgh and, you know, acknowledge their potential and capabilities and, you know, their growth and what they can do.
Anything you guys would like to add? Your mic actually works now.
I feel like Pittsburgh Youth Leadership is like an experience that, like, not a lot of people get the experience, and I wish a lot of people would be able to see it. It's something that was a little bit hard starting off at first, but I agree. You enjoy it. You get to see a lot of things, do a lot of things that not even some adults get that seen or could do.
And John?
Yeah, I think it's like, it's just like this really cool opportunity that we get to like explore like these beautiful places like the Blue Ridge Mountains, the West, the boring Midwest, like all these places that we wouldn't have an opportunity to otherwise.
So part of it is you're able to take these bike trips. I understand some of you have gone 3,000 miles. What was that like? I mean, 3,000 miles in a single trip or all together?
all together.
That's so incredible.
Yeah, I think the largest trip that I did was probably Pittsburgh to Wyoming in two different sects, yeah.
Pittsburgh to Wyoming.
Yes, sir.
And is that with a group, or just take us on that trip a little bit?
Yeah, with these three guys, yeah. On that trip, I'll talk about the second portion of the trip. So it was from Kansas.
It was like Macomb.
Macomb, Illinois to Wyoming.
Lander.
And just with an amazing group of people. Honestly, I wouldn't have done it without being surrounded by, you know, people with the same mindset as me and, you know, wanting this as much as me, even wanting it, like, you know, more for me than them, and, you know, just surrounded by, you know, wonderful people kind of, you know, raises the morale of everybody, you know.
So when you're doing this, you probably don't stop that much because you've got a lot of miles to make up, but how do you keep track of what you see? Or I'm assuming there's things that move you or that you want to talk about. How do you sort of leverage that? Does that make sense? Are you able to talk about the trip as you're riding?
Oh, yeah. You're able to talk about with people, with the staff. You can even take pictures. We have our phones. Yeah. There's so many groups that don't have their phones on trips, but they give us the freedom of just living life. And then, like, we're able to take pictures, show it to people, and they're like, oh, my gosh. Like, that's really amazing that you're doing this. But, like, on the bike trips, it's just, like, such a connection that, like, while we're biking, we will even talk. Even like in the smallest shoulder,
right,
we will still be right next to each other, just biking. Sometimes we'll be tapping and we just stay talking because we have that loyal of a connection. We are just like that.
That's amazing. And the physical fitness you've got to have to do this, maybe not so much in the Midwest, although I'm sure even on flat, that it takes a while, but that's got to be a lot. Did you have to train to do this, or how do you build up to be able to do it?
There's, like, training rides. It's, like, normally, like, you can do, like, you start off with smaller trips. Like, you're not going to start out with the one, whatever, like, a two-week, however long it was, like, about a 1,000-mile trip. You're going to start out with, like, you'll do, like, a training ride that are, like, 20, 40 miles, and then you're going to do something, like, maybe just a trip to the East Coast, like a trip to D.C., or, like, my first trip was Pittsburgh to the Outer Banks, or, like, there's a bunch of other trips you can do, but that's not, like, a starter trip.
It's amazing. What was it like for you, DeJuan? Did you have to train?
When I first started, they started me off with, training rides that were like low miles, like 6 miles. They increased it more and more, and the training rides became more miles. And my first trip was from Pittsburgh to New Jersey Shore, and it was pretty difficult at first, but after I started getting used to it and started like enjoying it. Like when I first started, I wasn't seeing it for what I'm doing and the experience. I was just biking and thinking about biking the whole time, but
that's what I was wondering about. Like mentally, what does it do to your mind as you're riding? How does it change? It's got to be different than day to day, right?
For sure.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah. In the beginning, you're just thinking about, oh, this hill is so monstrous, but once you become an experienced rider, you become at peace while you're biking, and you actually take in all your surroundings. Because in the beginning, you just bike. You don't look around. But once you get to your pace, get to your level, you're going to like to look around, take in everything. And, like, it's just so peaceful. When I bike, I just zone out. I just bike, listen to my music, look around, look at the beautifulness.
I think it gets to a certain point and level of like where you're biking, and you are able to kind of change or switch your perspective on like how you bike. So instead of saying like, oh, we have 80 miles, oh, the day's gonna be so long and it's just gonna be terrible. Oh, the sun is out and it's just terrible.
His phone is oh, it's mine.
No worries.
That's okay. I can't believe, I don't know why that happened.
Yeah, but, yeah, when you really change your perspective and saying like, oh, looking at something negative, look at it positive. And say like, oh, I got this hill, you know, I'm gonna really push through it. Or like, you know, today's a long day, I'm gonna just take it all in, you know.
And does that come back? Oh, go ahead, Shane.
Before, I wanna say, it's all mental. Like, your physical can be top, bottom, and you can spike, and it's all about mental. If you think about it, oh, I'm gonna be slow just because my body shape is at the lowest of low, you're gonna become slow. But whenever you get on the bike, just think, I got this. Like Adam said, it's all about the mental, because you could just not want to do it and you go slow.
So that's what I was wondering about. I was about to ask you, great experience when you're on a bike, great experience when you're traveling all the way to Wyoming or the Outer Banks or to the Jersey Shore, but these ways of looking at life probably translate to other contexts too, right? Can you talk a little bit about how that happens?
Yeah, like, yes, there's a pretty common like comparison that we use sometimes. It's like you're going uphill, like cycling is like life. You're going uphill, it's like a harder, it's like, you know, but there's gonna be that downhill afterwards. So you're gonna have that time of like, you might have that time of like, of struggle or whatever, but then you can like crest that hill and then you get to go down.
Other thoughts?
I believe, you know, just understanding how cycling really works and just being like a mental factor, like saying like, oh, I went through like so much worse. Like when you're in a situation that you're finding challenging or difficult, you kind of look back and rely on like those other situations where you got through like a more difficult time, or where you persevered like on a bike, and you kind of just apply it to school or just like, you know, wherever you find yourself kind of lacking, you kind of just fill that in with, you know, something you're proud of, and it's definitely this.
So it gives you that feeling of confidence that, and also, and Shane, you had started to say something about this that I really liked. If you sort of picture yourself succeeding, you will succeed. If you assume that you're going to have a bad time, you probably are not going to have as good a time. I think I'm paraphrasing that about right.
Yeah.
Let me turn to Adam for a moment. I've got to believe Adam's proud of something, because he's got about 150 wristbands on his not really, about a dozen wristbands. Are some of those from races and such, or?
Nah, it's just really wristbands that I give to certain people, you know, kids. And, you know, I just got them from events, but they're really just reminders. I like to remind myself of just, like, you know, good things. Like,
that's beautiful. I didn't mean to tease. There's like a dozen or so.
Yeah, just, you know, do what you love, think great, act great, you know, just reminders. Like, I like to remind myself, even like remind myself of my goals, because like the more you put it into your head, the more chances like of it becoming an outcome. So I love to remind myself of goals and good things.
That's great. And you mentioned you ran a race yesterday?
5K, yes.
Yesterday. How'd
it go? It went well. My sister participated. We went out there and performed and ate dinner afterwards, and it was a good time. Thank you.
Excellent. Now, there's some more things I want to talk about, but I want to be sure we mention Pittsburgh Youth Leadership and its programs. And is it all centered around biking, or are there other activities that you do? I want to be sure we make sure we describe it as best as we can.
Yeah, I'll go. It's not centered all on biking. It can be like it helps with character development and stuff. And it's there's not, like, we do bike a lot, but there's plenty of other things we do after we're done biking. Like, at end of trips, we'll do certain things. Like, one trip to Philadelphia, we had a tour guide around Philadelphia. It was pretty cool. It's just, like, certain trips, we do different things on every trip. Yeah, some trips we go, like, sightseeing and stuff. It's pretty cool.
So a lot of it is about, it sounds like, hanging out and going to places you probably otherwise would never get a chance to go to, given the way lives are scheduled and how busy. Shane?
Also, like, I wanted to add on to DJ. It's not all about biking at all. Like, I say 2 weeks ago, me, Adam, John, a whole bunch of other people, I say we were a group of 10, I think, and then added with the two instructors. But we went on a hiking course at Knowles in Lander, Wyoming. That's why we biked there. But we had a 16-day hike course, and, like, that was just amazing itself. But that's, like, something you, whoever's listening, could get to have. You could have this opportunity for yourself. Just grab it.
And it sounds, from something you said earlier, that you'd love to see more students get involved. And what's the best way? I know Mark Rubenstein's your founder. It's the best way to get in touch through the website, I guess, at Pittsburgh Indeed. Youth Leadership. We've linked to the website, so you can go there. And it's just Pittsburgh Youth Leadership. I'll get you the URL for that in a moment while you get a pencil if you want to write it down. But Pittsburgh Youth Leadership is it. Are there a lot more than you four as part of the group? How large is it?
I think it's something like, I don't know the exact numbers. I think over its history, it's like started in like 2006, something like that. But like, I think over time it's had like 300 some kids, and like some of them are instructors now, or like leaders now, so they're like climbed up, but like we're the newer generation.
Yeah, that's great. And you guys wouldn't have met otherwise, right? Did you all meet through this program?
Me and Shane met before Pittsburgh Youth Leadership. We was in school together, and they came to our school, and I guess our counselor told us about it, and me, Shane, and Zaire, he's not here right now, but we all decided to join, and ever since then, we just enjoyed biking and doing what we love.
I'm glad you did. PittsburghYouthLeadership.org. That's pretty easy. PittsburghYouthLeadership.org. Now, before we stop, we're almost out of time. Did any of you want to say anything about your experience at Pittsburgh Youth Leadership that you didn't have a chance to?
As we're talking about, you know, how many, you know, kids we have in Pittsburgh Youth Leadership, I'd like to just say that, you know, Pittsburgh Youth Leadership is like my second family, I like to say, and joke around about saying, you know, I never would have been all the places I've been to meet, you know, these kids around me as young as 14 doing things I wish I was doing at 14. And I look up to everybody around me, and, you know, I encourage, you know, people at home and whoever listening to really, you know, take the chance, you know, just join. You never know where you'll find yourself end up being, because I never had intentions of, you know, even knowing I could do this. You know, it's incredible, as DJ said, you know, doing this at a young age that other kids can't do, other adults can't do, and we're doing it for the people who are unable to do this, and I just love what I do so much, and I enjoy it all.
Yeah, like, I think one of the best things about PYL that, like, helped me was that, like how you're talking about how I would have never met any of these guys if it wasn't through this. Like, I would never have been friends with any of them, and I think, like, I've come back from, like, all these trips, like, great friendships with them. It's, like, really cool.
Something about Pittsburgh Youth Leadership that, like, really makes me stay here is that we are all surrounded by the same mindset of growing. And if you want to grow, you want to be surrounded by people that want to grow instead of people that just want to stay at their level. We all want to excel, to the highest point and beyond. We want to go beyond 100%. We want to go to 1,000, 10,000. We all do. And I feel like that's something that most people cannot be around, because most people just have their friends just at the lowest level. But if you want to excel, might as well take this opportunity, join PYO, and I will see you there.
You want to be around people that help you grow and that think positively.
Yeah, like kind of what Shane said, they do help people all around me in PYO. They help you grow. But it's all surrounded by, like, positive energy. Like, everyone around me in PYL is super positive. I get to meet new friends, kind of like what John said. I'm meeting new people, very positive people, people that want to kind of enjoy the same thing I'm doing and want to do what I'm doing. And, yeah, I would love if more people join PYL, meet more people. It's a very positive thing.
PittsburghYouthLeadership.org. Shane?
Something else? We're not just all boys. There is girls inside this program. So if you're a girl and you think that you can do this, even if you don't think you can do this, come try it out. We always have little days where we bike.
I'm glad you said that. I was wondering about that. So it's good to know. Okay, you each have a magic wand. You can change one thing anywhere. What is one of the one things you would change if you could change it? Shane immediately knows.
I think racism. I really don't like it, and I feel like this world would have been so much better and less hatred if racism wasn't a thing. So that's my first instinct.
I think if I had a magic wand, it would be for everybody to have fair and equal opportunity, because, you know, you can't really judge a book by its cover, and, you know, if somebody doesn't have, like, the same beginning or somebody else, you know, unfortunately it's unfair, and, you know, not everybody gets to experience other people things that they experience, and it's kind of just unfortunate, but that's what I would pick.
I think if I could change anything, it'd be, I think, it's hard to explain, but a better culture towards God, and not like making him, because without God none of us would be here. So like making him into a better, like not idolizing him or making him like a bad thing.
I'd probably say like hate. Like I would try to make the world a more positive place, because hate is just like it's like a chain, and so is positivity. But when you're positive, the people you're around are gonna also be positive. But people that are full of hate, it's like they're creating a chain of other people. But just people need to surround themselves with more positive people, and I wish everyone would realize that.
You guys are amazing. I hope you'll come back sometime, maybe to do a podcast of your own or for any reason. It's been an honor to have you guys here. That was DJ Green. You heard him a moment ago, Adam Bullock, John Harris, and Shane Roth. Thank you so much for being here today, and congratulations on a great program.